I'm just feeling. Hang on, let me just feel my vape.
No, we're fucking we're doing it now. I'm sorry, it's recording.
I'm feeling my
Do I
sucker.
sound okay? Do I sound like I'm coming through a fucking
You sound like
telephone?
shit. You sound like shit.
Yeah.
You sound like a gamer.
A gamer.
Fucking gamer.
Yeah. Does it got like that customer service crackle? Like a little we have to put in some hold music. You need to
Hello,
just
my name is Je Hello, my name is Jeremy. I'm a technical.
no, here
Hello, my name
so
is James Johnson. May I
this is
please speak
a
to have you you've been a valued 3 mobile customer for a photo of 15 years and I would like to present the What? Sorry?
No, that is actually triggering my free mobile customer PTSD. That was
Ready to hang the fuck
terrible.
up.
Just about. You're listening to Anime Now, episode 20. This is a remote episode. Which is
Because
gonna be which is gonna be tricky.
you got the bad AIDS, and that's why
It
you're.
got
That's why
it
I
got
can't be in a room. That's why I can't be in a room with you.
full blown.
I can't stomach being in a room with you, knowing what you've done.
AIDS is
Really.
just blowing up. It's like a whole bunch of popcorn kernels in my ass, just like just pop 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 pop.
Delicious.
Yeah,
Delicious.
that's what the AIDS is doing right now.
I had gay sex this weekend. It was good.
Yeah, no, I'm sure you did.
DJs get all the gay sex. I'm a DJ now. No, it wasn't
But you
gay sex.
managed.
It was just a gay cuddle puddle. It was fucking gay.
That
But
sounds well,
it was it
that's what
was a, it
happens
was a.
when you turn your room into like a pleasant environment that you
I
can
know, right?
bring people back to. All of a
Yeah,
sudden they're gonna
exactly.
start
You get to
fucking being like, "Uh-oh, let's roll around on the floor and talk about like our comfort characters."
No, you get to have titties out cuddle puddles. What more could you want?
Titties out, cuddle puddles.
Titties out cuddle puddles.
Okay. Well, that's kind of tight. That's kind of nice. I fuck
It's
with
not bad,
that.
isn't
Okay.
it?
This is gonna be tricky since we're not gonna be able to do like the secret hand signal when we get too racist. This is what happened the last time we did the remote episode.
There's no such thing as
So.
too racist.
Well, yeah, no, of course we say that, but like, you'll see the hand come out when well, I guess you won't see it.
Come out from it. Come out from inside your pajama shorts.
You ever do that? You're like it's like a magic trick where you put your hand through the little slot in your pajama bottoms. Why do pajama bottoms have like a fucking slot, like a cock slot? They
Cause
designed that for you to fuck through your pajama
I
I know,
always fuck in my, I always fuck in my long johns.
as I was saying that, I was like, that makes perfect sense actually, and it would be kind of sick. I would love to do
It's
that.
they invented the they put the hole in for Eskimos.
Yeah. Eskimos.
I'm sorry, First Nations people. First
Wait,
Nations people.
their nation was the first one?
Apparently so. That's what they claim. Because
The Eskimos claimed
they
that.
because because they were really into nations and flags. Therefore calling them First Nations people was is entirely accurate and appropriate.
I
Yeah.
don't know about all that. I've become an amalgamation of like nations and peoples, so
It's
I don't have to
like
worry
call
about
it
that shit anymore.
it's like calling the Greeks first faggots. Like, they didn't know they were being gay. They didn't know they were being gay. It's just what they did. First pedos. God's chosen pedos. I've invented. Oh, sorry. What were you going to say?
They were doing the fire rubbing thing, which is I think is coming back. This is my theory after
Wait,
logging
what's
back
the
onto
thigh rubbing thing?
X. Like thigh fucking, like getting your cock in between the fucking thigh meat and bussing
Why
that
would you do
way.
that? Frottage.
Because
Isn't that frottage? Frottage,
I
as the
suppose it's a
French call
form
it.
of frottage, but like
Okay,
it's
yeah.
but frottage is like, culturally come to mean like rubbing your cock against another cock.
Oh, right. Okay. I'm sorry. I
It
forgot I was talking to an expert here.
used to mean like all kinds of
Connoisseur.
rubbing. All rubbing.
Right.
Yeah, I used to be I used to be an innocent. I used to I was gonna do the reversion thing. I was gonna like accept God and become a re-virgin. Is that the words? Like when you become a virgin for Christ. But then I logged back into fucking X, and like all of the demons have come out to play. Hell is empty, and I'm about to repopulate it with my spunk.
I wanted to, so I've now benefited from Daddy Musk's lax redemption policy. So I tried to log into, because you can't view. I wanted to see what the fuck you were posting on the on the on our account. But you have to log into Twitter now to be able to fucking see anything on it.
Oh,
But
what?
I no longer had access to the password to the account that I was using, because someone had to give me that account because I was banned so many times. So then I tried to log on to one of my accounts that was banned, and I couldn't, because my email was attached to that account. So I just emailed them and said some fucking faggot like mass reported me, and they were like, "Yeah, you're right. They are a fucking faggot. Have your account back. No problem." It took like 20, like less than 24 hours. That account's been dead for years.
Thank you, Daddy.
Thank you, Daddy.
Thank you, Papa.
Papa, Papa. I invented a game.
Oh, yeah.
It's a completely original game. No one's ever thought of it before, right?
Oh, you did?
Are you excited by that?
Yeah.
How how
Hoping.
excited?
I'm pretty
Nipples
hyped.
hard?
Sure.
Nipples hard? Nipples hard?
It's gonna take a lot to get my nipples on stiff these days, and I am feeling like a dog. I am just dogged the fuck out.
You should try estrogen.
Will that cure my AIDS?
It cures most things.
It does that shit. Does it sh shrink your prostate?
Yeah,
Is that like
it cures prostate cancer. Well, not it
it
doesn't cure
cures?
prostate cancer, but it helps prevent prostate cancer.
Does it reverse balding?
Yes. Oh, well, it doesn't reverse it. It stops it and then saves the stuff that was on the way.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, you see some bald ass trans women, and it's not great.
It's rules. It's pretty sick.
But yeah,
I
I
keep
invented a
learning
game.
new shit about estrogen. But we can get into that after the game, I guess. What's this game?
Well, it's a new game, and no one's ever invented it before, because I invented it, and it's about sports,
No, okay, yeah.
because there's some fucking stu there's some stupid ass sports out there, and we thought that we watched Kaijo, and thought that maybe
Yeah.
that th this is pretty fucking far-fetched. Would you like to sp explain the sport of Kaijo to me, please?
Yeah, sure. So two bitches enter, one bitch leaves. or multiple bitches enter in like fuck.
You're doing a great job. Well done. Keep going.
I'm dying, just my brain is just I can't stop thinking about asses and
Cock.
titties. And yeah, cock too. Two bitches enter, one bitch leave. They get in the pool, and swim up onto like a man-made platform in the middle of a pool, and then they fucking sumo fight each other. No hands allowed, and only point of contact is a titty and ass. And whoever falls to the floor or gets knocked into the pool is the loser. And they made an anime about that. As
Exactly. Sounds far-fetched, right? It sounds that what a crazy world we live in, where that could possibly be a sport. There could not possibly be any sports like that.
I wish it was a sport. Well, you got like the fucking the Turkish oil wrestling, where the objective is to like just to jack off your opponent before you bust. Like,
That sounds ridiculous, Lawrence. And
it's real.
well, it sounds like you're good at spotting what is a real sport and what is not a real sport. So here I am. I'm going to describe some sports to you, and you have to. No one, no one, no one's ever, no one's ever thought of this game before. No one's ever thought
This
of this
is a
game
cool
before.
original concept. I like that.
I'm going to describe some sports to you, and you have to guess whether they're real or not. Are you ready for that? Do you
Yeah, let's do that.
understand? Do you understand, you fucking retard?
You ever hear of Ultimate Surrender?
Shut up.
I wish.
Do you understand? Do you understand? All right. Are you
No,
ready?
I'll pretty sure. Let's go. Let's go.
Sport number one is called heaviest petting. You've heard of heavy petting?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Well,
I've heard things.
this sport is called heaviest petting. Let me describe it to you. Two big lads or two little twinks touch each other with such enthusiasm that sometimes one of them has to have a little lie down. It's so hot and horny, they have to wear mittens so they don't start beating off. And even then, they still have to go sit in the corner every few minutes while a daddy don pours cold water on their throbbing hard-ons. They must wear big shiny underwear. Cute.
That sounds adorable.
Sounds adorable.
That sounds adorable, but like, unfortunately, that's not real. That can't be real.
It's fucking boxing, you dumb fucking idiot.
That's not
You
what
lose.
boxing, you
You
piece of
lose. You
shit.
lose. You lose.
I'm being misled.
Everything there is boxing. You lose. You ready for another one?
Well, I need to calm down. I'm thinking about cock again. All right, let's go.
Yeah, this will help.
Let's do it. Next one. Next one.
Fat lad wedgie wars. Big boys who live together in stables where they engage in full immersion horseplay try and wedgie each other for honor. The boys are only allowed to wear dresses and nappies until they say, "I quit." If you're second best boy, you win a fish.
Oh, can I ask for a hint?
Fat lad wedgie wars. Is it real or fake?
Okay. But how did they admit their defeat? What did they say?
Oh no, they're only allowed to wear dresses and nappies every day of their lives until they say, "Fuck it, I quit. I quit. I'm done wearing fucking dresses and nappies."
Oh, they just have to say I quit. Oh, I see.
Yeah, yeah,
I thought they had to like affect the deeply racist accent as well.
yeah. Oi, kuto. You're so sensitive.
Fake this. This is a fake sport, because the there was a reason for that. I mean, wait, hold up. Are you describing sumo?
Well, is it a real or fake sport that I'm describing?
Okay, no, this is a real sport. This is a real sport.
This is a real sport. Well done, congratulations. And
Yeah,
yes,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
a Fat Lab Wedgie Wars does bear many similarities to sumo. You're correct.
You said something that like made me hesitate, but
What's that? What's that?
I'm too fucking ill to remember.
Okay, that's cool. That's good. Good
I'm
podcasting.
trying to. I'm feeling out the parameters of this game still.
Okay. You ready for sport number three?
Yeah. Okay.
The least gay sport is what it's called. 22 250-pound haircuts, and not a single one of them is gay. Not a single one of them is gay. The most prolific masturbator is required to wear the gloves of a clown and remain in a designated wanker's ghetto. A men's hold up. This is important. It is a men's sport for men that was actually illegal for women to pretend they could play until 1969. Women are now allowed to pretend they can play. They can do it, but they do it wrong because all the women that do it are gay.
That's why they're doing it wrong. Yeah, I mean they can't jack off, so they're missing like an essential part of like the sport you're describing. This is a real sport. This is a real sport. It's a w wonderful sport, of football.
I see. Yes. Congratulations. The least gay sport. Now, here's one that's gonna really fucking throw you for a curveball. It's called
I'm ready.
dancing, pure, crystalline, uncut, unadulterated faggotry, wonderfully pert buttocks, delicious.
Was that a description? Is that like I'm gonna say, yeah, that's a fake sport.
You're correct. Dancing is a fake sport. It's for prolific homosexuals, especially the straight ballet dancers. And in fact, it's the only sport that the homosexuals are officially allowed to do. Now, you might say
I mean,
I'm
it's not
being
a
kind of
sport.
that I'm being kind of homophobic here, but I can't be homophobic because one of my best friends is a raging faggot.
Who?
Yeah, that's it.
That's
That's the game.
pretty gay. Oh, okay.
And in fact, in playing this game, we've invented a sport that faggots can play.
Ultimate surrender?
No, guess is the sport real or fake? Is the name of the game. Yeah, and in fact,
Fake.
it's exclusively played by faggots.
It's pretty gay.
Yeah. Are you happy now? Did you enjoy that?
That was pretty cool. Thanks for that,
That's good. Thank you for thanking me. Thanks for thanking me. That's nice. It's very polite.
Yeah, no, I was worried. I'm not gonna lie. I feel like garbage, and I don't know how fucking sensical I'm gonna sound by the end of this. So I've been like going through some like just deflection techniques, born from my genuine interest and caring, such as tell me about your DJ set. How is that?
Oh, yeah,
So
it was fun. It was really good.
you've been like doing t watching too much anime, so you gotta like prove to people that you're still cool. So you play some very gay music to a crowd of gay people.
They were they were there. There were a lot of gay people. No, so yeah, so our friends run like a an Italo disco night, which is music for gay people,
It's the gayest form of fucking.
made by Europeans who are in fact undeniably. God, that sounds lovely. Do that again. Do that again. Sounds great. That's really good podcasting.
Fuck off.
No, so I wanted to play, so I played. But I wanted to do things differently because I'm a contrarian. So I spent about a month deep diving into so Italo music is like a very eggy
What if electronic
synth dance
music had
music.
AIDS?
Synthesized dance music from the 1980s in Europe. And I thought like Europe is falling. It's a fallen land, a fallen nation. Where is it on the up and up? To DJ now for an audience of Europeans is such a fuck, it's like wanking into the wind. So I decided to spend a month deep diving into the wonderful rich pool of dance music from the number one nation, China. So
Hell yeah.
I played
Love China.
early canto pop, like 80s canto pop, like Vietallo, like Italo from Vietnam, and the Thais go off, and we all know that the Thais are a truly cultured people,
Phenina Italo, that's what I call it.
just like the ancient Greeks. Thailand is a hotbed of culture, which is why so many Westerners go there for the to become cultured, or to be inside the wonderful culture of Thailand, to really enter into it, enter into its a tight, you know, tight environment.
That's the Thai Italo Thai. Why are all these countries Italy? Like, what's going on?
Titalo. anyway,
It's
so yeah,
like.
so I did that, and so I set myself the parameter, which was the only country I can't play music from is Japan, because we all know that Japan is fucking gay, and it would be too easy because they've been on their shit for music wise. Anyway, so but I also incorporated some live electronics. I created an interactive egg
Yeah,
for
how
the
did that go?
audience. The interactive egg went down a storm. We had the audience chanting egg,
The
egg, egg,
angel's egg.
which I did not initiate.
Oh, I love that.
And so there was egg chanting, there was egg worshipping. And so yeah, I made a program that translated movement data from a webcam embedded in the egg to MIDI data, so the audience could play a synthesizer by waving their stupid European limbs. But everyone seemed to get it. It was fun.
I love that. That's so fucking gay. I love that for you.
And then everyone thought I was really hot and sexy and cool again, and wanted to make out with me and
Yeah.
touch my tits. So
That
that worked for you.
is the kind of shit that hot, sexy people do. That's pretty like according to lames and uncultured people. I think the real hot, sexy thing is doing an anime podcast, which
So hot and sexy. Well, this is why you'd never got a second date. No, you've never got a third date. It's because you don't tell these bitches about your racist podcast.
So you reckon I should do that?
Yeah, why
No,
not?
they get my shit straight from the source. They don't even need to listen to a fucking podcast. They want the real racism. They can like just go on a second date with me. I can't do this shit no more. Like I'm still fucking swiping on this blasted machine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's grim.
It's awful. It's become like
Have you
just
not run out
a
of bitches yet?
no. It's like a constant stream of bitches. They still provide. But like the matches are few and far between, honestly, and it's become like a worse free to play game than my waifu simulators, my fucking waifu war devices. It's and then when you do fucking roll in an SSR fucking bad bitch, and you're like, oh, yeah, well, what the fuck? What's the fucking point now? Can I just not? Can I get you as a PNG? Maybe like maybe just like send me some boob shots, some like do a shot of like you pulling the panties to the side, just a handful of
This
dose, and
this all
then
sounds cool and normal. You sound well adjusted. I like it.
yeah, I
You're
wish they saw it
adjusting.
that way. Yeah, I wish they saw it that way.
You're adjusting. This is what fucking whores want to hear.
Yeah, no, that's what I thought, but like here I am without a second, without a third date, and maybe I should tone down the racism, sexism, and homophobia. Like maybe I should like give not hating myself a shot.
Because that is the way to get pussy. You should give money. You should give money to homeless people. You should attend the weekly Free Palestine march. The marches up and down my street. I think it sounds like it's absolutely dripping with pussy every week when it comes past my flat.
Nice.
Yeah
Nice.
yeah yeah yeah. Actually, in much cooler, more interesting news, I bought like some fucking dreamy speakers. I was really
Oh,
hoping you could
cool.
come round this week to have a listen. They're fucking sick. They're sick. I'm now becoming a I'm becoming a fully fledged audiophile. Not what you're thinking. Not what you're thinking. It just means that I only listen to kids' music. Like the soundtrack to Frozen sounds insane on these speakers.
Nice,
Yeah,
nice.
yeah, yeah,
Who
yeah.
were those like the trio of like British faggots that make children's music? Like,
What?
isn't there like a group of just British pedophiles that make children's music, and they're like they do fucking folk songs for children, and they're like
Folk
called
songs for children.
the Mopples or some shit.
The Mopples.
I don't know. It's something like that. Some fuck it. This is just another fucking fever. I'm being overtaken by fever.
I don't know. I only listen to modern classical children's music, like the theme tune to Thomas the Tank Engine.
Oh, nice, nice. Peter and the Wolf and shit. What's
That's
Peter
ex
dealing with?
no, or no, that's not necessarily modern classical. That's just classical. Well, it's pretty modern, isn't it? Peter and the Wolf. I think it is modern, actually.
What's Peter doing with that wolf though? The
Fucking it.
f what the f what the fuck is going on there? You reckon, Jeff? Nice, nice, nice.
Well, no, the wolf's fucking Peter. Peter
Mystery
fucks
solved.
P P Peter fucks the duck. And the granddad fucks Peter, and
the
oh no, it's
oboe.
the hunter, that's it, the hunter, and the hunter fucks the wolf, and the wolf fucks Peter, and Peter fucks the duck, and it's a bestial human fucktipede. Did we talk about the human fucktipede recently? We talked about the human fucktipede. Oh yeah, we were gonna get into the porn industry with our debut movie, The Human Fucktipede.
The human sextapede or something like
Human
that.
Sextapede. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
I'm just thinking like how sick it would be if I had an oboe and I was fucking a bitch and hitting the oboe at the same time. It'd be
Yeah,
like
that sounds great. Unwieldy though. Oboes are unwieldy things. Oh no, oboes are okay. I'm thinking of the bassoon. A bassoon would be sicker though.
yes.
Oboes are all shrill and quacky. A bassoon is like
Oh,
a that's a that's an
is that what
alpha
the grand
move.
is that what the grandpa in Peter and the Wolf is, isn't it?
Yeah,
It's a
it
bassoon.
is. Yeah, it's a
Yeah.
bassoon.
Shit. Okay, I'm gonna need some bassoon lessons in that case. You think I'll ever get a third date, Josh?
Do you think I'll
Am
ever
I
get a third
just...
date? Oh, you'll ever get a third date.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what the fuck you're doing. Could like maybe it would help if we had a little date doctors right here and right now. If you described, we've established that you weren't there. We've established that you weren't slurping, which was the first thing that I checked. Where was where you nipple slurping? And you're adamant
Maybe I
that
should
it
have
was just pitch.
slurped.
Maybe you should have slurped.
Maybe I should have slurped.
Maybe you should have slurped. Did you do
Yeah.
the like the tongue out, the tongue out, licking each other's tongue thing?
No.
No, that's another classic JAV move. And
Yeah, no,
I don't really understand why they do it.
I've got 'em all in the chamber, you know. I'm ready to fucking roll the barrel on that revolver and like fire it off once I'm in a stable, relationship with someone that I trust. And that's when the freak shit comes out. Like, we're talking first date, second date. I'm kissing like a regular person.
Kissing like a regular person.
I'm doing regular making out. I'm like,
Bitches
I
don't
try
want that
to.
though. Have you
I'm trying
beat
to
them into
think of.
submission?
I haven't done any violence. Like, I try to hold back on the violence until you're comfortable with each other, and then like
No, that you have two rooms in your flat. That room behind you, is that a lockable door?
No.
Well, I'd say maybe attach a lock to the outside of the door. If you can guarantee yourself a third date.
Oh, like on some Bluebeard shit, you reckon I should like bring a bitch over and be like, "Oh yeah, so this is the crib. Welcome to the spot. This is where the magic happens.
And
Oh,
so
no, don't worry about that room. Don't
you
worry
tell her
about
that
that
you tell
one."
her that you've got a plushie collection, because obviously these are autistic childlike figures that you're inviting up to
Autistic
your
child.
crib. Your crib.
I've
So
got my Bumble
tell her
set to autistic
autistic
childlike.
and
Yeah.
childlike. No, so well, so what date the one that you so you got 1 second date, right?
Yeah, no, I've got another one lined
You
up
got another
with,
second date coming up.
yeah, with
Does she do they know you've got AIDS?
bitch who thought she was gonna kill herself.
Oh, with the miserable bitch. The
Well,
bitch that you
here's
said
the.
that was one hell of a. She was like, that's a lot. That was a fuck ton of a lot.
No, here's the thing. Here's the thing. On some serious shit, like we were talking about this before, and you were like, and I was describing this date with this person, and like it was like, it was good, but like she seemed really depressed. Like it seemed really like should not in
That's
the kind of
ripe.
state to
That's
be
ripe,
going on.
though. If her self-esteem is low, and she's looking for a way out, then she'll probably even enjoy being locked in that room back there.
Real shit though. I'm the depressed one. I'm the one who's fucking depressed. I should be locked into a fucking room. I should be, like I'm just projecting this shit. I've been projecting it the whole time. Like like with the other lady, I remember you asked me like what is the attitude that I'm bringing to these dates? Like how am I, what's the energy, et cetera, et cetera. I'm like, oh, no, normal person, no, just being a regular person and just like talk about anime, just the regular amount that one would, and like
No,
set the autism dial to two
but the amount that
rather than
you talk,
ten.
but you're clearly not being yourself, because the amount that you talk about fucking anime is quite frankly worrying. So you and you
That's
you
what I'm
need so so it's people can sense if you're suppressing this huge well of faggotry that dwells just slightly below the surface.
Yes.
Yeah. Also, you have a twitch when you're moderating your behavior.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Is it my cock?
No. Your cock is that's one thing that you don't need to worry about people being able to detect when it's when it's pert.
What is this squid?
You
What
just
is
you
this
have a
tell?
twitch, like your face twitches when you're nervous or sort of moderating your behavior.
Is that so?
It is so, yeah. And so
Yeah.
probably when you're telling these bitches that I'm straight, I'm really not gay, I'm not thinking about rock hard cocks right now, I don't wish in fact that you had a cock, then they can see the twitch on your face, and they don't come back
Yeah,
with feds
well,
because everyone
no,
knows
well
that bitches don't have cocks,
that would be
so.
lying. That would be a terrible untruth, and I don't lie to bitches like that. But no, you're right. Like being yourself means like being able to share the things that you're passionate about and the things that excite you to get you out of bed in the morning, et cetera,
It's
et
just
cetera.
unfortunate that the thing that you're passionate about is fucking repulsive.
Yeah, so aside from that, I also just think like the one the date that I described to you, the one that I felt that went really well. Well, I'm sitting across from this person, and we're like talking about things, just joking, talking about like stuff we've read online or whatever's going on in the world, like
Sounds cool.
just having regular ass, excuse me,
Oh, that's
conversation.
good. Yeah, good podcasting. Keep going.
Yeah, just oh, you shut the fuck up, you
Yeah,
fucking podcast police over here. You like yelled into the goddamn mic for like
the
a
one that told me I'm not allowed
solid
to
minute
eat.
or some shit, and like do what the fuck you do whatever the fuck you want. You can go eat
I
on
will.
mic,
I
dude.
will. I will.
I don't care. I don't give a shit. Like fucking eat whatever. Just just don't be a beg about the fucking listener numbers, right? Being like, why haven't we received any emails? Yeah,
Whatever. Sorry, carry on what you were saying.
what was I saying? So I'm talking to this person. I'm thinking to myself, she seems nice. She seems funny. She's cool. She's well adjusted. You're making a huge mistake dating me. You should not be dating me. And then, like, throughout the rest of the day, like, I don't know if this is something that can be detected, whether it can be read on my face, like a tell, that you're describing. But I wonder whether this sense, this, I'm not really supposed to be here. You're not really supposed to be here. This is all just like an awful mistake.
You're so
Whether.
you in your mind you're tricking and hoodwinking this person into allowing you to slurp up their tit, and that probably does come across.
Look, everyone needs a tit slurp every once in a while, even if it's just for the one time, and then you block them on the fucking app. That's at least I fulfilled that one desire
I
in that
think
moment.
yeah, I think yeah, it's clear that at the moment you're not loving yourself. You're not being the person that you that you're attracted to and that you think is cool. Because you're ashamed of your faggotry, you're ashamed of the size of your penis. And this anime thing is clearly a source of shame, despite the fact that we put you in a room with actually no, we put you in a warehouse full of homosexuals such as yourself, and you fit right in. Well, except actually no, you're probably the least cool person there, I think.
Have I been a warehouse? What?
Well, we went to Anime IKEA.
Oh, right. Oh, I see. Yeah. Yeah.
I watched a good thing last night.
What?
Are we allowed to talk about? It's probably really, really gay to talk about other folks who are much more successful and better at doing what you're doing, or a similar thing to what you're doing, or something completely alien to what you're doing anyway. But have you ever seen the video that like lecture that Sam Hyde did at an anime convention?
No, I haven't seen that, but
It's
yeah, that
well
sounds
worth
pretty
it.
hilarious.
Yeah, it's
Yeah,
dope good.
you're gonna have to send me a link.
They call the police.
Nice. Nice. Okay.
I'll send it to you.
Yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. You
So,
did you watch any anime, perhaps?
yeah, I watched the fucking anime. I didn't get to finish it, like, because it was, God, that was the sloppiest, fucking, absolute garbage I've ever seen, right? Was it not?
My pussy
Your
is what
pussy.
you is what you're describing as I watch this anime. Yeah, no, I agree. Sure, yeah.
I mean, that was to Kaijo. Kaijo was incredible shit. Amazing.
It was up there. I thought it was pretty fucking incredible.
Did you make it all the way through?
Yeah, I did.
Oh
Yeah,
no,
I watched all of them.
I think I got to like episode like 8 or 9, I think. Sorry, I gave it. I had a real hard go, but I could only do it like one at a time.
You got the gist of it, I think. You're not missing out on much aside from, oh, actually, damn, no, you do miss out on quite a bit. They do like a little intramural competition with like another Keijo school.
Yeah, no, I've seen
And
some of those. I've seen some of those episodes. Yeah.
oh, okay. But like you don't get to see them pop up on the scene and pull out their crazy titty maneuvers though, do you? And like there's a pretty sick collection of bitches. Like you spend one half of the series with like a handful of hoes with like particular talents, bizarre talents, bizarre and incredible.
No, there
And
was titty hypnosis. There was
yeah.
vacuum ass shit.
Yeah. There was the
There was
sure you cans. You see sure you cans, I like that. That's a funny joke.
There was were all the moves references to anime? Because I know there was an Attack on Titan
But
reference.
Tack on Titan. What
But
that's
Attack on
like
Titan.
episode t 10, episode 11. You made
No.
a fair way through. So
Oh no,
you
I know
saw
I did.
the Yeah, so you saw the bitch do a fucking judo throw with her nipple?
I did see that. To impress her
He's,
daddy. And
yeah,
I will
that
admit,
was a hell of an episode.
and I think last night we not last night, last episode we did discuss what makes a good anime, which is whether or not it makes you cry. And
Yeah,
I
yeah.
had a little cry at that
Wow, we need to cut off your estrogen supply. You need a break from the
I'll take a break from the E. Will you take a break from the D, bitch?
Yeah, damn.
When you take that D out your mouth for 5 seconds.
It got me there. It's the only one. It's the only thing getting me through right now.
Nobody knows that when Lawrence doesn't have a big hairy D in their mouth, they actually sound like this. It's indubitable. I love anime. It is great. I am not gay.
Why would I sound more gay when I'm not sucking dick? What?
I am not gay. That's what you sound like when you're not. When
why
you're
would I
dead.
sound British when I'm not sucking dick?
So,
The
well,
most dick sucking
that's a
is
good question.
nationality and accent.
Now, the audio here on our remote recording is starting to really fuck up on my end, but I'm assuming that it's fine here on the here in the
Yeah,
actual recording.
it did that the last time as well. It just I think it's it comes through just fine. It's just
But
a
didn't you just
hearing system.
buy super good extreme internet so that you can beat off in 4K?
I got that extreme. That's why.
Yeah.
Why aren't these bitches calling me back?
It's so there's it, it, it it's you had to invest in fiber optics so that you could when you expose yourself on chat roulette, bitches can the children that you're exposing yourself to can actually see your tiny cog, and it's not just little pixels. And
That sounds like
little pixie little pixels is your SoundCloud rapper name.
that's an accurate Joss.
Yeah. I'm being really nice to you today. I do love you a lot.
I got too far.
But
But you can't help but going down.
maybe I'm neg maybe maybe I'm negging maybe I'm negging you. I think I'm negging you. I'm trying to show you by example how to get these bitches. this has all been a lesson from a master. From a master. Listeners might note that we're not really talking much about the anime because it fucking sucked. Tell us about the anime.
I thought it was good. I liked it a lot. It's just a empty show for empty head people. I put it on. It's just most this week. But like it didn't require any or participation. It's just like a just a gloriously feminine aspects or whatever. I just love the level of horny on display and like it's a level of self-awareness and it's got an emotional core. It's horny but warm.
Now that's all very interesting, but I cannot hear a fucking word you're saying. But I did hear the word horny, but I think that's probably just because that's what you really talk about. And I have to say that for an anime that was so fucking horny, not once was it remotely fucking hot. It was the least fucking horny thing I've ever. It was the most horny thing I've seen, but the least horny thing I've ever experienced.
What would you call that? Like a facsimile these signifiers and like producing a signal making this a dog whistle effort so to speak. Thing or here's that you desire. However, it's supposed to be a but being like blows out of proportion, makes it into like something fake. But I think it sort of delights in that fakeness, and that's what I got from it. That's what I enjoyed
Yeah,
about it.
indeed. Indeed. Now, I couldn't quite understand what you were saying, but it did cut back through when you said something fake. And so I'm going to assume that I know already what you're talking about. And yes, I do agree that probably 6 million is a massive overestimate. And but what about the anime, Lawrence?
I really need to piss.
That's good. Why don't you go do that?
Yeah.
There's definitely that'll definitely go well.
I'm sorry. Can I leave you to vamp?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll be right back. Oh fuck, what the f—
Hello. I am Nosferatu, the gayest vampire. I want to suck your cock.
Yeah, really all I want to be doing is listening to my new speakers. They're from a company called B&W Bells and Wilkins, and they were made in 1985 in a little seaside town that's not far from here called Worthing. They're finished in delightful walnut, and they weigh an absolute fucking ton. When I've been listening to them, you can hear all the mouth sounds on records, which is lovely. If you listen to Tom's Diner, oh God, who's the bitch that wrote Tom's Diner? Hang on, I'm just gonna— oh, what's her name? It's like a— oh God, you know the song? I am sitting in the corner of the diner, blah 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 blah. Tom's Diner by Suzanne Vega. That's it. If you listen to Tom's Diner, which is an a cappella track, then it sounds like actually she's sucking on your penis in the corner of a diner. And there's a lady outside in the rain, watching. I'm just leaving pause for laughter. I'm leaving pause for laughter. We're talking about Tom's Diner, and we're talking about the mouth sounds that she makes that you can now hear crystalline clear on these speakers. It sounds like she's sucking upon my penis, sucking upon my penis, 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 penis.
Who, Anime Nacho?
No. I'm talking about Suzanne Vega.
Who's that?
She sung the song Tom's Diner in the 90s.
How'd that go?
Sitting at the counter in the diner on the corner. Something, something. Oh, Joss, you're attractive. Make me horny.
Oh, it's like I'm sitting on the corner smoking marijuana. That's what you turn that into.
Okay, what I was trying to explain to our adoring crowd who were riveted by is that on these new speakers I can hear all the sloppy little mouth sounds that she's making. It's delicious.
Oh, that sounds pretty good. That's pretty nice. That sounds like it would be a pretty sick alternative to the disease of desire.
Have you ever beaten off to Scott Walker?
No. Have you?
Well, I'm thinking about it now. Now I can hear his mouth sounds.
Oh fuck! Yeah, I guess you could if you wanted to. You ever do that? You ever like beat off to music?
No, but I do remember that when I was a kid, like in primary school, we went on some kind of trip to like Snowdonia, to like the mountains in Wales, and we went
Snowdonia,
on a big we went on a big long walk, all in leather walking boots, and then we had to polish our boots afterwards, and I polished someone else's boots in exchange for the
of course you did
the cassette insert to Billy Piper's cassette album.
What?
so that I could beat off to it.
What is it? I don't know what that is, but that's That's a pretty cool story.
Billy Piper was smoking to an 11-year-old or 10-year-old. Just discovered being off.
Nice.
Was nice. It was nice.
I've never been horny, so I can't really relate.
Yeah, exactly. No, but you can't relate because she was an adult over the age of 18. and not a man or a member of your own family.
What is this? Billy Piper isn't a man?
No. That's how they tricked young faggots like me. They were like that's why I have such a warped sense of sexuality. I dated a lady named Billy as well. That was a mistake.
Nice. Yeah.
It was after
you
that
ultimate I... surrender.
Ultimate surrender. You talked about this earlier. Now what is that? I do know what that is. It's where the bitches have to wrestle and then one of them gets to fuck the other with a strap on.
Yeah. They should bring that back. They should make that into a fucking sport, like an actual sport. Because they were really going at it. They were really fucking. They were fighting. Mm-hmm. Like the ones where they were
pretending just sucked ass.
Yeah. But there were some bitches in there, and they were like, "Hold up, you weren't hired to do porn. You were hired to fuck someone up." Like,
no, I'd like it if it was more of. I'd like it if they fucked at the end of a UFC bout as well. I think that'd be great.
Hell yeah! Absolutely.
I'd definitely tune in because the UFC has become such a fucking slog of like the same old fucking bullshit every time. These completely unlikable characters.
This is the shot in the ass that the UFC needs. This is fucking Dana White hit me up.
I mean, they already had. Did you ever watch? Because I told you to watch the TV show a while back, didn't I?
Fighter. I never watched any of the ones beyond the ones that we watched together, I think.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, yeah, the early ones were incredibly gay, and they all have to live in a house together. They're like beating off together. Did you ever see that X-Hamster made a porn reality show? This was like 10 years ago. They made a who could be the best porn star show.
No. Oh shit! I actually unlocked like just such a insane core memory the other day that because of Keijo, I enjoyed it, and being back on X and like just going through all of the fucking fan art and just like faving all kinds of horny shit. And I was like, you know what, boobs are kind of life changing actually. And I started to think about like what is the most life changing pair I've ever seen. And I remembered one. I wouldn't say it's life changing, but it was a very significant pair of titties. This was 2007, 2008, or some shit like that. And this was like back when rational skepticism was like the cool thing to be into. Mm-hmm. Like
back when many of our listeners were born.
The distinct possibility, and you'd have like people debating the existence of God and shit, and like doing these cringe atheism dunks on people, and that was cool and fun. And there was this guy Kirk Cameron. He was like, you know, Kirk Cameron.
No, I recognize the name. I don't know.
He used to star in like a family sitcom like ages ago, and he became like this very religious guy and like got off on going on television programs and proving the existence of gods. And one of his arguments, just the ridiculous, became a ridiculous meme, was that like, God is real because otherwise, how is it that a banana fits so perfectly in the palm of one's hand? A banana is formed. That was his argument amongst many other like
Nice.
clever, ingenious observations. So there was this debate on YouTube. Like it was Kirk Cameron and his butt buddy versus like these guys that call themselves the Rational Response Team.
Wait,
And it was like.
were you a YouTube debate guy?
No, I,
Were
fuck,
you, were you, were you,
I
were
was an
you in the, were
atheist,
you in
bro.
the, were,
I
were
was
you
an
in,
atheist.
were you in the skeptic community?
Yeah. Did
Ah,
I, did
I
I?
used to bully the skeptic community. Ah,
Oh,
that's
yeah.
really fun. Yeah. I like
Did
a.
I read Richard Dawkins? Yeah. Did I read the
Oh
other
my
British
goodness.
guy? No, I was into that shit for sure.
Oh, you were so cool. Model UN, Richard Dawkins.
I was a type, certainly. But this rational response team, it consisted of like this ugly fella and like just the baddest bitch with the most massive fucking titties. She was bad as hell. She was like tall, pale, red hair, and she had like big freckly titties. And I was like, oh my God. Holy shit, titties are out of control. And I would watch this ridiculous debate, and every time the camera stops on her, I'd be like, God damn, it'd be so fucking sick if I could see those tits. Please, God, if I could see those tits just once, that would be so cool. And then at some point, I'm like going through the comments in
The atheist
on this.
praying to God to see titty.
I've got a weird relationship with
Prove the
God.
existence of God. She just undid her whole thesis by showing you God's own titties.
Well, I guess that's the punchline. I like go through the comments and they're like, this bitch is up on Pornhub, right? And I'm like, what the fuck? Went over to Pornhub, and she is a prolific actress, I
Actor.
find out.
Actor.
With her titties out. Is one of them titties out actresses. So I got to see
She's a
him.
professional.
I was very happy that day. I just like that really made a difference in my overall like a mood and a direction of my life.
Mashallah.
It hasn't quite changed my position on God, but like then again, when you see titties that fucking juicy, like how it's very difficult to deny the existence of like an intelligent creator, a horny creator at the very least, you know.
Now, the transformative pair of titties for me were probably we may have discussed these titties before, but did you ever see American Pie? American Pie, when I think she was from the Czech Republic. When the Czech Republic, the exchange student from the Czech Republic takes off her top. And then we watched that at a sleepover at my place. Me and two other young virulent lads. We watched that, and then we paused it, paused the VHS. So it was all thingy. And then we started beating off, and then fucked each other. And that was an
Hell yeah.
transformative experience for me. Those were my
Yeah.
transformative
Titties so hot they
titties.
made you gay.
Yeah.
Love that. You ever see a pair of titties so juicy, you're like, damn, I gotta fuck a man. That's pretty cool. That
It's very
rules.
cool.
That
Yeah,
rules.
exactly.
Yeah.
It is cool. All right, it's time. It's time. Good
Well done.
podcasting.
Yeah. Well,
podcasting.
well done, Jazz. Thank you. Thank you. I'd high five you right now if I could.
I don't want
What's
to
your
catch
score?
AIDS.
What's your score on Keijo?
I don't know. It was nothing to me. I'm like
You've forgotten about it
a three titty bitch. It was a bitch with three titties.
So a 10. What? That's she's a 10, but she's got free titties, so.
I've watched some really good films lately
Yeah.
that have made far, far more of an impact on me. I watched a Zed and Two Noughts the other day by
Yeah.
Philip Greenway. That was great. I watched a couple of Philip Greenways. The Draftman's Contract is really good. That would make a good anime. It actually had quite anime vibes, the Draftman's Contract.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, a three titty bitch.
Yeah, so a 10 then. Yes. I'd say it's I'm gonna hit it with an 8 out of 10. I did like this anime quite a bit.
Wow.
there's something it's a good anime. We need to end this episode.
What are we watching next week?
Let's watch Skipping Over. Yeah, fuck it. Yeah, let's watch Skipping Over. I'll send you a link.
Yeah, okay. All right.
You've been listening to Anime Now. This has been episode 20 discussing Keijo. I hope you enjoyed our in-depth discussion of anime this week. If you want more of this, please tune in next Monday. Each
What the
Monday, we've
fuck is
got
this? Oh my God.
let us know what you thought about the episode this week. You can email us at anime.goblinoid@gmail.com, and you can now find us on Twitter, where I am tweeting regularly. Please be sure to look at my likes folder. I think I've built a pretty cool collection of fan art for my main characters.
It's
Three of them.
exclusively followed by porn bots as well. Every single one of the people that follow
Yeah.
the Anime Now 69 is a porn bot.
At Anime Now 69, I gotta make sure I keep engaging so porn bots keep following us. So all the porn bots get purged don't like affect our follower count.
I've never seen it before. That's never happened to me when I've started a Twitter account. I don't know what the fuck you've been doing on there, but yeah, it's exclusively porn bots. I'm thinking about starting a rival email address just to prove that the one that you set up is fucking shit. What the fuck is a goblinoid? Well, so we'll start, I might start a rival email address, just to see who gets an email first, and then I might send myself an email. I might send myself a nude just to prove that this is the this is the, just to set the ball rolling. I think if I send myself a nude, then others will follow, because the algorithm will the email algorithm will know that's what this accounts for. God, I got to pee so bad. Stop the recording and stay on the line there, because this chat we got.
Yes.